News, I'm Tommy McNeil. A special United Nations investigative panel has accused Myanmar's military of carrying out numerous atrocities during last year's crackdown against the Rohingya Muslims with genocidal intent, and is calling for an international probe and prosecution of its top generals. In the scathing report issued Monday from the UN's offices in Geneva, the investigative panel said that the General Ming Aung Hlaing, the commander-in-chief of Myanmar's army, and five other generals should be tried for genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. Authorities in Jacksonville, Florida, say a gunman shot dead two people and wounded nine others before killing himself at a video game event Sunday. The attack happened inside a restaurant at the Jacksonville Landing. It's a popular riverfront entertainment area with stores and restaurants in the downtown section. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams said at the time of the shooting, there were a large number of people inside a pizza restaurant that was hosting a tournament for the Madden NFL 19 football video game. Williams said investigators are still working to determine the motive for the attack. So far, he said authorities believe the lone shooter was a 24-year-old David Katz from Baltimore, Maryland. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. After announcing he had brain cancer last year, McCain appeared on NBC News.
I celebrate what a guy who stood fifth from the bottom of his class at the Naval Academy has been able to do. I am so grateful. Every night when I go to sleep, I am just filled with gratitude.
McCain, an Arizona Republican, followed both his father and grandfather, who were four-star admirals, into the U.S. Navy during a 1967 bombing run over Hanoi. McCain's plane was shot down, nearly killing him, and he was captured by North Vietnamese and stayed there. This is VOA News. A judge in Myanmar has delayed until September 3rd their verdict that had been expected against two Reuters journalists accused of possessing official documents illegally. The reporters contend that they were framed by police while reporting on Myanmar's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims, and Rakhine State that forced about 700,000 Rohingyas to cross over into Bangladesh. North Korea says it will expel a Japanese tourist it had detained earlier this month. And Japanese news outlets had previously identified Tomoyuki Sugimoto as a videographer visiting the North on a tour arranged by a foreign travel agency. The Japanese government recently confirmed that they may have been suspected of shooting video of a military facility. An anti-corruption referendum in Colombia drew millions to the polls but fell short of a required participation threshold to push forward measures aimed at improving transparency and stiffening penalties for white-collar criminals. The ballot contained seven initiatives were proposed to stamp out corruption in the upper echelons of power. Proponents hailed the higher-than-expected turnout as a forceful message from citizens to enact laws now that put an end to special privileges for lawmakers and make public spending more efficient. A drone strike has killed the leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Saad Arabi, along with his nine commanders. The overnight missile attack occurred in a district of the troubled eastern Nangarhar province where the terrorist group locally known as ISK-P is headquartered. Provincial government spokesman told VOA the strike also destroyed two of the group's bases. The Vatican's retired ambassador to the U.S. has penned a letter accusing senior Vatican officials of knowing the former Archbishop of Washington, ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, regularly engaged in sexual relations with seminarians. AP's Mike Hempen is following that story.
The 11-page letter is attributed to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who urges Pope Francis to resign over the issue. The letter says Vatican leaders were aware of McCarrick inviting seminarians into his bed as far back as 2000, but still promoted him to cardinal. The letter, published by the National Catholic Register and LifeSite News, also accuses Francis of initially rehabilitating McCarrick, despite being told about his pension for young seminarians in 2013. Francis accepted McCarrick's resignation as cardinal last month. I'm Mike Hempen.
And back to U.S. Senator John McCain, who was captured by North Vietnamese forces. A memorial service for McCain will be held Saturday at Washington's National Cathedral. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.